Leviticus chapter 27. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, Concerning anyone who makes a special vow, when you value people dedicated to the Lord, then as regards your valuation of a male from 20 years old to 60 years old, your valuation will be 50 silver shekels, according to the holy shekel. And if it is for a female, your valuation will be 30 shekels. And if it is for a 5-year-old to a 20-year-old, then your valuation for a male will be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. And if the person is from a month old to 5 years old, then your valuation of a male will be 5 silver shekels, and for a female, your valuation will be 3 silver shekels. And if the person is from 60 years upwards, if it is a male, then your valuation will be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. Now if he is too poor for your valuation, then he will be presented before the priest, and the priest will value him. The priest will value him according to what the vower can afford. And if it is cattle from which men offer an oblation to the Lord, everything from which he gives to the Lord will be holy. He shall not change it, and he shall not exchange it, neither good for bad, nor bad for good. And if he does after all exchange cattle for cattle, the original and its exchange will be holy. And if it is any unclean cattle from which no oblation is made to the Lord, then he will place the cattle before the priest, and the priest will value it as to whether it is good or bad. According to your valuation, O priest, so it will be. And if he redeems it at all, then he will add a fifth to your valuation. And if a man consecrates his house to be holy to the Lord, then the priest will value it as to whether it is good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. And if he who consecrates it redeems his house, then he will add a fifth to the sum of your valuation, and it will be his. And if a man consecrates land he owns to the Lord, then your valuation will be according to the seed it yields, a homer of barley seed to 50 shekels of silver. If he consecrates his land in the Jubilee year, it will stand according to your valuation. But if he consecrates his land after the Jubilee, then the priest will calculate for him the sum according to the remaining years up to the Jubilee year, and there will be a deduction from your valuation. And if he who consecrates it redeems the land at all, he will add 1/5 of the sum of your valuation to it, and it will be confirmed as his. And if he does not redeem the land, and if he sells the land to another man, it will not be redeemed any more. And the land will be holy to the Lord when it goes out in the Jubilee, as dedicated land. His possession will belong to the priest. And if anyone consecrates to the Lord a purchased field, which is not land originally owned by him, then the priest will calculate for him the amount of your valuation to the Jubilee year, and he who consecrates it will give your valuation on that day as a holy thing to the Lord. In the Jubilee year, the land will return to him from whom he bought it, to him whose possession it is in the land. And all your valuing will be according to the holy shekel. There will be 20 gerahs to the shekel. But as for a firstling that is born to the Lord among the cattle, no man will consecrate it, whether it is an ox or a lamb, it is the Lord's. And if it is from unclean cattle, then he will ransom it according to your valuation, and he will add a fifth of it to it. And if it is not redeemed, it will be sold at your valuation. But every dedication that a man dedicates to the Lord, from anything he has, whether a man or cattle or land in his possession, it shall not be sold, and it shall not be redeemed. Every dedication is a holy of holies to the Lord. No dedication which is dedicated by man will be redeemed, under penalty of certainly being put to death. And every tithe of the land, whether from seed of the land or from fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. And if a man redeems anything at all of his tithe, he will add a fifth to it. And as for every tithe of oxen or sheep, everything that passes under the staff, a tenth of it will be holy to the Lord. He shall not search out whether it is good or bad, and he will not exchange it. and if he does after all exchange it, then it will be the case that both it and the exchange will be holy. It will not be redeemed. These are the commandments with which the Lord charged Moses concerning the sons of Israel at Mount Sinai.